The following program is sponsored by Bell and Pollock PC. Welcome to Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. Attorneys Gary Bell and Brad Pollock are ready to work for you. Reach Gary, Brad, and their team at championsofthepeople.com or by calling 303-795-5900. That's 303-795-5900.
Good morning, Colorado. Here we go. Y'all ready for this? The Bell and Pollock Legal Show. It's called the Champions of the People Injury Show. Our website, championsofthepeople.com, for a reason. We champion people's cases, claims, causes of action, and we've done it for over 35 years. That's championsofthepeople.com. Our telephone number, 303-795-5900. That's 303-795-5900. And in the mountains, you can call us at 970-870-8989. That's 870-8989. And don't forget our website, championsofthepeople.com, if you want to contact us, if you want any of our free information, if you want any of our free 6 books, you can download an e-copy free on our website, championsofthepeople.com. We have 6 books. We got more ready to be published. All this information is for you to help you fight and win the war with the insurance company that tries to beat and defeat your injury claim, right? We've taught you over the years. We've told you over the years how that works, what you need to do to protect yourself. You need information at Bell and Pollock. We educate and advocate. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, 303-795-5900. Okay, when you're in an accident, that's our usual scenario here, our usual and typical example that we build off of. But we do cases on all kinds of cases all over the state of Colorado. They can be workers' comp on the job injuries, premises liability, auto crashes, truck crashes, bicycle crashes, motorcycles. It doesn't matter. We've done it, and we can do it for you. You need a legal game plan, we give you a legal game plan. So we start with our typical example. Maybe you were rear-ended. Maybe you were T-boned. You're injured. What are you going to do? Well, you hire an attorney, and you and your attorney better know some things, and that's what we're going to talk about today, starting with the scene of the accident, but it goes further than that. The scene, it's easy to say, well, you know, start at the scene of the accident, what do you do? Yeah, that's a no-brainer. Yeah, but what do you do? And what do you do in a hit-and-run situation? What do you do in a, quote, normal, end quote, situation, if it's normal, when you've been rear-ended and your game taken out of your game plan? So we're going to cover that today, but you need information regarding the injury event. We're going to cover some of that today. That sounds simple, but it's not. You need information regarding you, the injured person, and your injuries, and how it affects you, how it really, really affects you and your family. And we're going to talk about that today and educate you on that. And you also need information about who, the adverse driver, the at-fault driver. You can't just assume they're going to lay down because they don't. You can't just assume because you were rear-ended, everything's going to be just fine. You know, Brad, so we start with, you know, getting information about the event, and we start building it from there, but the scene is so important, and the information about the event is so important.
It is, and it's important to get that information as much as you can at the time. This is something that it's difficult at times because you might be hurt. There's no doubt your adrenaline is rushing. There's no doubt you're excited. There's no doubt that there's a lot of things going on. If people are hurt, you're trying to tend to taking care of those people and getting them to a place of safety off the road if they can be moved. There's no doubt you're dealing with potential ambulances and police and seeing who's there to help you. There's no doubt you may be dealing with other people who are trying to help you also, or who have come to this scene that saw the crash or came up on the scene afterwards and are trying to help you. There's no doubt you're trying to get your car out of the way of the crash or of traffic, and other people are trying to get their cars out of the way when, you know, probably the best move is to leave your cars where they are. So there's so much going on that it's difficult to be able to deal with that. It's difficult to be able to identify what you should or shouldn't do. Take your phone out and start taking a lot of photos. That's some advice I can give you right away. Try not to move the cars. If you are going to move the cars, take some photos so you can reconstruct where the cars were. But the best thing is not to move the cars. Maybe somebody's got to help you move traffic around the scene of the crash and help organize traffic until the police can show up. You've got a lot going on. And one of the things I can tell you is that you, if you call our office, we have accident packets. And these little accident packets, they don't take up much room in your car. It's a thin little envelope, really, that has some little fill-ins and some extra documents in them. And we give them away. If you call our office, 303-795-5900, call and ask for them. We'll send them to you free of charge. You can have them in your car. And if you can get those out, it might help you with some of the stuff you want to get, some of the stuff you want to do. As Gary said, we also have books that you can have that will give you some advice in advance if you want to sit down and read the books. And when we talk about books, I'm not talking about something that's going to take you hours and hours to read. I'm talking about something that's, you know, a smaller size paperback book that's about 30, 40. They're about 40 to 50 pages. And then the handouts we give you have some different pages in them that will help you be able to figure out what to do when the crash has occurred. So call us. We'll send these things to you free, and you can have them in your car. You can have them in your children's car. You can have them in your spouse's car. You can have them in your parents' car. You can have them in your friend's car. You can have them, and we're happy to do it. We've done it as a service, and I think we've been handing out those packets, Gary, for the last 10 years or so.
Yeah, at least 10 years, and we do it to help people. Those are the audio accident packets you can put in your glove box. We have also other information that you can have. Brad just talked about it on our website. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. If you've been injured or know somebody that's been injured and you want experience on your side, you want a legal game plan, a significant, meaningful legal game plan, then call Bell and Pollock. Call Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, 303-795-5900. Go to our website and check it out. Check out our reviews. Check out our results. Check out all the information that we give you for free, even what you need to know before you call the adjuster. So 303-795-5900. Okay, you're in this accident. What are you going to do? Brad said you got to take care of yourself medically. So that's number one. Number one. And you might miss some of the things we recommend because you're in the ambulance and you're gone. But if you have time, if you do, and certainly with your attorney, and you don't get this by drive-by attorneys, and you know what we mean by drive-by attorneys. We've talked about it for months on this show. Attorneys that send somebody, not a licensed attorney, somebody to your house or somebody to you in the hospital room or whatever, and they give you, drop off some papers, sign here. And sometimes you don't talk to a licensed attorney for a very long time. And one case came to us recently. They fired another law firm and said, they never did talk to a licensed attorney. That's unbelievable. So when you come to Bell and Pollock, you're going to get a free initial consultation, but you're going to go over the information that's important. Let's talk about the beginning information, information regarding the injury event. And you think, well, yeah, well, I was T-boned or I was rear-ended, so there's the information. No, that's just the beginning. That's just the tip of the iceberg. That's just scratching the surface. What about, because when these insurance companies get their own strategy, their own game plan against you, you're going to need this information. You can win this war, but you need the information. So what about the location of the accident? I mean, what about taking pictures of the debris, the corners? What about cameras? We always look for cameras this day and age. There's a special way to see if your accident was on the camera. A couple of special ways, actually. What was the direction of the travel involved in the vehicles? What was your destination? You know, you, the injured victim, where were you going? Were you on the job? That's a different scenario, right? What's the point of origin? Where were you? What was the purpose of your trip? I mean, if it was a sales call, that's different. That's workers' comp. And that can become quite complicated. If it's you're on your way home, that's different. But you must know these things. And also distractions. We've done shows on impaired driving, Brad. We've done shows on distracted driving. So when you're going through your checklist, you need to make sure for your own client, for our clients, that we've got our bases covered so we can win the war.
You know, and just to backtrack just for a second, if you listen to this show right now, you're hearing from Gary Bell and Brad Pollock. You may very well be hearing from us for more time than a lot of times you'll get if you go to some of the, what I call factory law firms, where they churn you in and churn you out. You might be talking to a lawyer or hearing from a lawyer more on this show than you will in your meetings with some of the factory law firms. And I don't say that to criticize them. They have their way of doing their business. But if you want to talk to a lawyer, which I think is the important part, I think you need to be able to talk to your lawyer. You need to know who your lawyer is. And if you find that I can get that you as a client, as an injured person, can get more time listening to us than you can talking to your lawyer, then you might want to think about changing lawyers. I mean, think about it a little bit. You know, you get in there, you've been hurt, you've been in a crash. Your case should be the most important one. That's the person who should be taken care of. And you walk in, you can't even talk to a lawyer. And if you see there, if you take the total amount of time you see them on commercials on TV, and you add that up and you realize that you see them on commercials more per week than you talk to them in your first meeting or than you've ever talked to them, then once again, you might think, well, wait a minute. I don't know if I should be staying around with that lawyer and if I should be doing what I'm doing.
You need to have the lawyers that have experience for you on your side, understand you, and get to know you. Listen to those words. Get to know you and your situation and talk to you and communicate with you. Right? We were just covering the tip of the iceberg. I mean, you want to be able to identify possible claims, witnesses to the incident, maybe people you didn't even realize. Maybe some of the EMT people are the best witnesses you can have, but you don't know that unless you do an investigation and have a game plan. You can get a legal game plan with Bell and Pollock. Our website, championsofthepeople.com, for a reason. We champion people's cases and claims. We help injured victims. Bell and Pollock will be right back.
Mandy Connell here with the Legal Minute from my friends at Bell & Pollock. Listen for more great advice on the Bell & Pollock Injury Show, Saturdays at 10 on KOA.
Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. We are injury attorneys, and this is your Legal Minute. Let's talk about myths. Let's talk about myths in this business. You've been rear-ended. You've been injured. One myth is you think, surely there's insurance. Surely that's what insurance is for. Some insurance company is going to pay me. That's a myth. They're going to fight you. This is going to be a war. You need a strategy and a legal game plan to win the war. You can have a strategy and legal game plan at Bell & Pollock. Our website, championsofthepeople.com, we wrote a book entitled Legal Game Plan. Why? Because insurance companies have strategies against you. You need your own strategy or strategies to beat them and to win the war. But you can win the war. Bell & Pollock, championsofthepeople.com, will help you.
Get more information or help from Bell & Pollock at championsofthepeople.com.
We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell & Pollock Injury Show. For over three decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell & Pollock have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
Good morning. Welcome back. Fasten your seatbelt. Here we go. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We formed our law firm in 1984 with the vision and mission of helping injured victims and their families put their lives back together again, help them on their injury claims, help fight the insurance companies, help obtain fair, adequate, complete, thorough compensation. Every case is different. You're different. You're different than the person next to you that got injured. Somebody needs to pay attention to you, your claim. You can call us anytime, 303-795-5900, 795-5900, or in the mountains, 970-870-8989. That's 870-8989. You need a legal game plan, or your chances are greatly diminished. You need to know what you're doing. Same thing. You need to have a direction. You can't be wandering lost. You can't be hoping. You can't be guessing. Okay, so we're talking about our typical example of a car accident. And we were talking about, you know, you need to, you and your lawyer need to have the information. And Brad made a great point. If you're listening to the Bell & Pollock Legal Show, the Champions of the People Injury Show right now, if you've heard more from us, more information from us than you've ever heard from your attorney, you need to think about maybe changing attorneys. We'll be glad to talk to you anytime. 303-795-5900. Listen, when you investigate these matters, you have to find what went on. You have to get down to the details. I mean, was there, did a weather, a simple question, did weather play a part in the collision? Were there any roadway obstructions? I will guarantee you, if you get down in the middle of the case, you and your attorney get down in the middle of the case, and the defense lawyer said there was an obstruction on this intersection, we couldn't see, or there was an animal that came across, a dog came running across, and that caused the accident. It's an issue that you, it's a problem. It's an issue you must confront, but you must know about that beforehand. You can't just find out about it later. Were there roadway constructions? Well, did weather play a part in the collision? You know, what was your familiarity with the location? That makes a big difference. Is your attorney asking you these questions? You know, and Brad, there's more. I mean, you have to investigate this person. What happened? Because each individual is unique, despite what some of these insurance defense doctors say, that everybody should be expected to recover in 6 weeks. Despite that, everybody's anatomical structure is different. Everybody's accident is different, and it needs to be investigated.
And the only way you're going to get that investigation is if you've helped start it by getting the information to the lawyer, getting the lawyer the opportunity to get out to the scene of the crash, or have his investigative team get to the scene of the crash, or at least get the accident report to see if there's a need to get to the scene of the crash. You've got to get a lawyer involved in that to be able to do some of that work for you. You've got to make sure that you understand where the crash occurred and how it occurred, and you want to be able to give your lawyer certain important information. You know, you may be talking to the lawyer about the weather and the roadway obstructions, as Gary mentioned. Your familiarity with the location and finding out if there were any skid marks left. Now, the lawyer a lot of times can't run out and get the skid marks, but they're certainly going to get the accident report to see what happened. They might want to talk about point of impact and point of rest of the vehicles, where that happened. And as I said at the very beginning of the show, there's a question of photographs. And in this day and age, when most places are going, most car crashes are going to involve a phone somewhere. Somebody's going to have a phone, a cell phone, that they can take photos with. You can't take enough photos. You know, you take photos, and the first thing you think of, if I asked any of you out there right now to stop and think, what would you take photos of? You're automatically going to be thinking, well, I take photos of the cars. Yes, you would. You take photos of where the cars came to rest if you can. You want to take photos of those. But are you going to include the license plate in the cars? Because it'd sure be nice to have a license plate. You want to take photos of where the damages are in the car? Absolutely. Absolutely on both cars. Are you going to include where the cars came to rest? Are you going to include a photo of where the crash occurred? And how do you sometimes know where the crash occurred? Well, a lot of times one of the ways to do that is looking for where the debris from the car fell onto the street. So if I crash into you and we break and we break any glass, that glass is going to fall where the crash occurred. If we don't break glass, if we headlights or whatever might be broken, then a lot of times what you still do is you have debris that's been on the car, especially underneath the car, that falls to the road. Now, if you just go take that photo, it's one thing. But are you going to give it in a proper perspective? You take the photo where it occurred, where the debris is, obviously. But you also want to step back. You want to go back. You want to take some space and get a photo so we can try to figure out, okay, where exactly did this occur in case there's a liability question. There's some beginning parts of what we're going to ask you about and some beginning parts of where we're trying to help you now, because we are the only firm. We're the only firm that you can find in the Denver metro area, probably even outside that, where we actually sit down and talk to you for an hour like we are today to talk to you about what to do, and we tell you in advance. We're saying, here's things you want to do. We hand you packets. We hand you books. We talk to you about things you want to do in advance. You know, one of the things that, going way back to the beginning of the show, that we tell you in advance to get prepared in advance for your crash. How do you do that? Well, I'll tell you one way. Don't forget your insurance. Don't forget your UIM insurance. It's vital to have that insurance available to you. It's vital to be protected with that insurance. But think about when you see all the other stuff that goes on out there and everybody else talking to you and all the lawyers clamoring for your business and telling you how great they are. Have any of them actually spent any time on any campaign where they're talking to you on what to do in advance of the crash, how to be prepared in advance of the crash, so you know when the crash occurs, oh, I've had some lawyers that told me what to do. And in addition, have given you pointers about what to do. And that's what we want to do today, is we want to get you prepared to be able to get to, so you're sitting here right now going, this is what I would do in the event of a crash. And if you come on a crash, you know, like I said at the beginning, you may be too hurt to do it for yourself. So hopefully somebody else is listening to the show that can do it for you when they're there. And hopefully you can do it for somebody else if they are transported to the hospital.
You need a legal game plan. You need strategies. We can give them to you. Bell and Pollock, give us a call, 303-795-5900. You can call us right now. Right now, 303-795-5900. We'll be glad to help you. We wrote a book called Legal Game Plan. It's on our website, championsofthepeople.com. Today we're talking about police reports. And we're also talking about other factors about the scene and getting familiar and knowing certain things about the what we call the injury event. You can't just guess at what happened on this injury event. You can't just hope. And so one of the first things you want to do is get your hands on the police report. Now, these police officers are highly trained. You know, and there's good police officers out there. Don't mean to slam any of them. But some of them do a better job than others, just like some attorneys do a better job than other attorneys, right? Some of them do. Some of them draw pictures and narratives. Some of them just a narrative. And so you must get a copy of the police report. Because what we were talking to you about, the injury event, you know, who took photographs at the scene? What were the speed of the vehicles? What was the? Where were you looking at the moment of impact? Where was the adverse party looking at the moment of impact? You start with the accident report to see if the police officer got those. Sometimes they have an emergency call. Sometimes they're pushed for time. So these accident reports can be very thorough. They can be not so thorough, or they can be in between. But you have to know what it says. And it's very important. It's very important. We always get the police report, and there are certain ways to read them. We'll teach you. We'll show you how to read them. I teach them people all the time, right? I mean, what about the road contour? What about the surface of the road when you've got an ice and snow case? What about the weather conditions? Was it dry, wet, muddy, snowy, you know, slushy? Was there foreign material? Think about that. You know, Brad, sometimes we have foreign material. We have other objects on the highway. But the police report has sections to cover for that, but you must get the police report because it might be different than your pictures of the scene and what you remember from the scene.
Sure. And if you call us or you come to our office and we sit down and talk to you and we start getting all that information, we'll get the police report for you. You don't have to show up with it. But, you know, what Gary said is you need a legal game plan, and we're starting your legal game plan now. Legal game plan, part of legal game plan number one, have yourself insured. Have adequate insurance, UIM, uninsured and underinsured motorist coverage. Have that coverage. Don't, and have your med pay. Have it. Don't let your agent talk you out of it. Gary and I don't work for insurance companies. We work against insurance companies. Gary and I don't get paid one dime from insurance companies except for what we win when we represent people who've been injured. But we tell you, have the insurance, because that's your major protection. You don't want to be relying on somebody else to be giving you the protection that you should have for yourself. And if you have an agent who tries to short sell you or get you out of those programs, you probably want to get a different agent. That's part of your legal game plan. But let's talk part number two of your legal game plan, is listening to this show and listening and getting the flyers, getting the information we're giving you, so you know what to do in the event of a crash. So you're ready in advance of the crash, and you're ready at the time of the crash.
We've done an entire show on what you need to do before there's even a crash. And we've done an entire show just to teach you what the insurance company does planning against you, right? Did you hear me? Against you before there's even a crash. And you say, how does that work? That's impossible. They don't even know who I am. Yeah, they do. They don't know your name. They don't know you individually, but they know what's going to happen. And they know how to get ready for it. And they have a strategy and game plans. You need a strategy. You need a game plan. Go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. Get our book called Legal Game Plan. Right? We have 6 books there. They're free. You can download an e-copy free. You can call us right now at 303-795-5900. Bell and Pollock. We'll be right back.